The pickleball craze continues to sweep across the U.S. The Sports and Fitness Industry Association says it's the fastest-growing sport for the second year in a row, as young and old players alike flock to the courts. In the northernmost region of New York State, pickleball has become a way to rally the community around a good cause. Lucy Grindin of North Country Public Radio has our story.
The courts here at Sandstoner Park in the town of Potsdam are crowded with people. Pickleballs are flying everywhere. On one of the center courts, Sean Partridge and three other players are getting in the zone.
Oh, we're just warming up, getting ready for our next game.
Pickleball is kind of like miniature doubles tennis. It's played on a small court with a net, but players use paddles instead of rackets and plastic balls instead of tennis balls. Didi Skozafava is watching the action courtside after playing in an earlier round. She's from the town of Governor, about 35 miles away, and she helped put this Pickled Pink fundraiser together. Skozafava says the game is picking up speed here in the North Country.
But I think just people love it because it's fun to play, it's easy to play. And I have to say, there's something about pickleball that brings out the best in people. And I don't know what it is, but the sportsmanship, the camaraderie, there's a collegiality that goes along with it, and that makes it great.
But tonight, people are here for more than just community and friendly competition. In between serves, I interrupt Sean Partridge again.
Why did you come out to play pickleball tonight?
Tonight, because it's a good cause, first and foremost.
That cause is clear everywhere you look. Most pickleballs are yellow, but tonight, the balls bouncing on the courts are bright pink. 56 people have signed up to play in this first-ever pickleball fundraiser for the Governor Breast Cancer Fund. The entry fee is $25 per person. There are gold, silver, and bronze medals, there's a beer truck from a local brewery, and there's even a raffle for donated prize baskets. 6-year-old Paige Todd and her brother Decker, who's 8, are in charge of picking the winning raffle tickets.
It looks like a bee.
No, I think that's Dylan.
Right now, they're trying to read the name on the last ticket they pulled.
Oh, what? This person is
Robin,
lucky.
You are amazing.
Did I win?
The winner of this basket is Robin Glass from Lisbon, New York. This is her first time at a pickleball fundraiser, but she's participated in the local breast cancer fundraising walk for the past 15 years and is herself a breast cancer survivor.
It's all local money that stays local. Like, they'll help you to get a ride to go back and forth to treatment. They'll help you to offset your copayment for your pills. You know, I know my first month, my pills, my copayment alone for my meds, my first month of treatment was like $276. That was my copayment.
Glass says about 150 people are at tonight's tournament.
I think it's wonderful that they support a good cause. It helps a lot of people and it makes a big difference.
Teresa Fisher also helped organize this tournament. She says pickleball was a natural choice for a fundraiser.
It's just a great sport because everyone can play. It doesn't matter your ability level, and it's just a fun time for everyone. Good stuff, just good stuff. And you know what? Good stuff generates good stuff.
In this case, that good stuff is $4,000 raised that'll go directly to support people in the region who are living with cancer. A New Yorker magazine headline recently asked, "Can pickleball save America?" The answer to that remains unclear. But what is clear is that pickleball can bring a community together around a cause. For Here and Now, I'm Lucy Grindin.